In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I don't know about you, but the fall is my favorite season. The cooler temperatures, the countless soccer games, the beautiful foliage of the leaves on the mountainside. And I'd also be remiss if I didn't say it was my favorite season because it's when my wife Danielle and I were married. But the fall, while known for these things and the many other things which make it my favorite time of year, and maybe yours, it is also known as the season of harvest. When we reap what we have planted in the spring, it is the time in which we gather nature's bounty, the fruits, the vegetables, the grains, and nuts. We eat them in gratitude and store them away for those cold winter months. Now, the Apostle John, in this morning's epistle lesson, is describing another type of harvest, the harvest of souls. As he says, "I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of God in their foreheads." Notice how the angel said the words, "sign in their foreheads," which is the correct translation, "not on." Like, not on, like it could have been written. You see, before our Lord's angels tear down this world, before the harvest of souls is complete, the fruits of the harvest must first be set aside. And how are they to be designated away from the rest? By a sign in their foreheads, which is the indelible mark of your baptism, whereby the priest makes the sign of the cross over your forehead, invisible to the human eye, but clearly seen by our Lord and his angelic hosts. And the number of those who receive such a mark, as John states, no man could number. And yet, he saw them all in his vision, as they joined in one voice with all the company of heaven, praising our God who sits upon the throne, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sitteth on the throne and to the Lamb." Salvation comes by way of the Lamb who was slain, Christ, our great King and High Priest, but also Christ, the instrument by which the souls of men would be saved and be granted entrance into the kingdom of heaven. And so that we would know what it takes to be counted among such a great multitude, as John has witnessed in his vision, Jesus introduces the kind of life those who seek the kingdom of God must lead in his Sermon on the Mount, as is part of this morning's gospel taken from St. Matthew. Jesus begins with the Beatitudes, the blessings, the part of his sermon which outlines the joys of true discipleship and the life of the blessed. It is here, within the Beatitudes, that the people are given hope of the rewards Jesus has promised and of which John has witnessed. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the poor of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you, falsely for my sake. But what then does Jesus say? Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Do you see what Jesus is describing here? It is the reward of the faithful. But it comes at a cost. Just as Christ forfeited his life to offer unto us salvation, so must we forfeit our lives and live out the beatific inspiration which he has just imparted. For it is not enough to merely possess the sign of the cross in your foreheads, as we have just learned. This isn't a punch-in and punch-out system where we show up on time on Sunday, or tune in, for those of you watching from abroad, for the Mass, and then abandon Christ and his kingdom the rest of the week. But it's a daily event, a moment-to-moment event even, if we are living out our faith properly. And I will be the first to admit to you, I need to be more intentional in certain aspects of my faith. I need to improve upon the beatific vision which Christ has presented unto me. And if you're there with me in the same boat, realizing that there are certain aspects of your faith that have room for improvement, then I'm here to tell you, Christ is here to tell you, to be of good cheer and to praise God that he has given us his gospel to remind us of such a need. For it is entirely Christ's intention that each and every one of us this morning be among that innumerable number which John has seen. And living out that beatific vision is how we get there. Today, as many of you now know, is the Feast of All Saints, the day in which we as a church remember and celebrate the lives of the faithful that have come before us. For they are the standard. They are the cross bearers, the beatific bodies which have competed in the marathon that is the spiritual journey in Christ and finished the race. As our offertory prayer proclaims, taken from the Book of Wisdom, the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and the torment and malice shall not touch them. In the sight of the unwise, they seem to die, but they are in peace. Alleluia. My friends, the peace which is being described here is the peace of Jesus Christ and his eternal kingdom, of which the saints belong. Some gave their blood. Some spent an entire life on the road preaching the word of God. Others gave up their possessions, and still others by way of their countless prayers. But all were united in their devotion to Christ and his beatific inspiration. And so we honor them for their service. And we honor them for giving us an example of how to lead proper lives in Jesus Christ our Lord. For they have received the reward of the faithful, while we continue to strive to meet them where they are, robed in white, with all the company of heaven, standing in the presence of the Lamb and his angelic hosts, praising the victory of Christ and the eternal peace which he has provided. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.